Good morning. It is a Thursday, and the wonders of Thursday is that. Sorry, I kind of just surprised everyone in the studio by turning the microphones on then. But you know, we like to keep people on their toes.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll sit down somewhere. I'll just lie down later.
I'm sorry that I stopped your very important sitting to do your job, what, Ben. I'm very sorry. But speaking of Ben, we have another Ben from Monstero and Men. How's it going?
Morena. Good, thanks, boys. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes. You came in with a wonderful mug and a plant, but I want to talk about the mug. You bought it at a stall at your markets, correct?
Yes, that's right. I use it as a keep cup, but it's a mug, really.
I notice that you use just regular mugs as keep cups, which I really respect. I'm like, first of all, that's a great, you know, it's like, why go out and buy a keep cup when you've already got a mug? And two, it really shows the faith that you have in yourself to walk around and not spill your drink.
Oh, mate, it's not to say it's not going to get spilt. coffee stains are a thing. But
You just half fill it every time.
Yeah, you got to drink the first bit a little bit quicker.
Yeah, but besides that, it works great.
It keeps you on your toes. It's a bit of energy and caffeine, you know? Yeah. Or, I don't know, whatever I'm saying. What I'm enamored by is this plant. I'm losing my words just looking at it. It's so cute and minuscule.
It's like a small little baby plant.
Yeah, it's a little Hoya carnosa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And these guys are really slow growing, but easy care indoor plant, and they get these amazing waxy flowers. And I've got a heap of them in the rafters at Fifth Street, and they flower every year in December.
Cool.
And they're absolutely stunning. They've been around for a long time. My grandmother used to have a couple of these. My mum remembers them from when she was a kid.
Nice.
They're quite special in my family. And I can see why. They're a pretty cool plant.
They are. They've got very, like, thick leaves.
Yeah.
I know that's a weird thing to say, but, you know, it's like... Well, it's like, if you look at, like, other plants, like, oh, well, maybe not this one. This one kind of does too. But, you know, like that one over there by you, it's like, it's a lot thinner, you know? These, it looks like a copy. I like it.
Thick leaves.
Well, it does. I mean, I'm just commenting on the... This is radio, Ben. This is an auditory medium. I've got to describe the plant to people.
That's true. Yes,
and it's also in a wonderful pot that was also bought at one of the markets.
That's right, yeah. So it's just in a little mug, actually, which is by Lily from Lesotho Ceramics.
Nice.
And, so I thought that would be nicer than a little plastic pot, and it will be a saucer too, so it'll catch all the water for you.
Hey, look at that. We love it. We love it.
I've got to ask, because I feel almost not as valid of a plant person because I have small plants. Mm. You know, am I still a valid plant person even though I maybe have one pot and like that size plant? It's just a cup.
Oh, of course you are, Ben. You are more than valid, mate. You're
a plant
definitely
king.
Enough. I think a tall snake plant. I saw a tall snake plant the other day, and I thought that would be a good plant for Ben.
Wow.
Because they're just bulletproof. You can put it anywhere in your house, and it'll be fine. And you can, you know, you won't really go too far wrong with it. And you can have a big plant.
There you go.
I want a huge, perfect. Huge payoff. Literally fit. And I'm a tall snake too, so.
Yeah. My flatmate recently replanted her her very big Monstera, because she replanted it into like a nice big one, and she just hasn't found a place for it yet, so it's just kind of like in our hallway. So you just like open the door and there's just this giant Monstera as you walk in. It's pretty nice.
Well, yes, I guess to contrast with really small plants, what's the biggest plant you've ever seen? I've never asked.
Oh, dude, I've got a few big ones around at the moment. We've had a couple of huge banana plants. Palms in Green Lane, which we took to the exchange for the Roots Fire gig on Saturday night. So they're sort of party plants. They go around for events and stuff. But we've got some huge philodendrons and bird of paradise and some big succulents, which we sort of move around for events and stuff. But
nice.
Yeah, the big ones always sort of, you run out of spaces, you run out of options of places to put them, really.
Yeah, they're not as versatile in places you can put them.
And
yeah.
Even in these commercial spaces and even in offices and bars and things like that, you struggle to find a place for these really big plants.
I can imagine. And you guys, are you in the process of moving? Have you already moved into your new...
In the process. We had our last composting workshop in that building on Sunday.
Cool. And how'd that go?
It was really good. Nice. Really good, thank you.
Full circle moment, right?
Yeah, a bit bittersweet, really. Really like sweet to look back at all we've learned and sweet to consolidate all the learnings from our composting hub and really cool to show everyone what we've learned and how the community kind of got behind it.
Yeah.
Nice. But then a bit of that, we can't take this packaging anymore and turn it into dirt.
Yeah.
And we don't know whether it's going to be landfill or turned into dirt now.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of bitter part. But we'll spend a bit of time coming up with a better system and we'll re-attack it at some point.
Oh, that's very cool.
Exciting.
And so the new space, what's the plan for that? You know, is there any...
So Green Lane Markets won't have its own space now. We're going to do all of that from other people's spaces, actually.
Cool.
We're just working with our network of people in the city to try and create like a series of spaces that work well together for our markets. We are really hoping to work with the Udder on our next market.
Cool.
And after working with Little High and the Salt District, we would really like to do more markets with them. We really fired that relationship up with our last market.
Definitely.
Yes.
Is it difficult developing these kind of, you know, pretty long stretching connections with so many places around the city? Or are most people in Christchurch just like, hell yeah, let's do it. Like, you know, let's revitalize the city.
Most people want to do it, man.
Nice.
We're all keen to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't heard no very often. I mean, people are really keen to give it a nudge. We know we want some culture and we want some life in the city. And,
yeah.
What that looks like, we don't really know. We just have to throw it at the wall and see what comes out.
Mm-hmm. Very
cool.
Do you have any news you can share for the next market, or is it still two in the works?
Well, we haven't announced a date yet, but we're working towards the weekend of the 18th of July.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And there's lots of other markets on in June, and it's proved quite a lot harder to find enough indoor space for vendors.
Winter ones,
coming into these colder months.
Of course.
So we're spending a bit more time planning this one to make sure that we can keep everyone warm, really.
Yeah, nice. That's a smart idea.
Yeah.
Definitely a smart idea.
Great problem to have, the fact that you just can't house everyone.
Yeah. I feel like that's good problems right there, is to be like, oh no, there's too many people who want to do stuff, you know? Yeah, like,
exactly.
Yeah. There's worse problems to have.
Yeah, definitely worse problems to have.
Still
got
the pressure on, though.
That's true. But, you know, diamonds are made under pressure.
Yuck.
Thank you. Yeah, that was pretty gross of me.
Greenland Markets
are Monster and Men. Yeah, so Monster and Men, we're monsterandmen.co.nz, or Green Lane Markets is greenlane.co.nz.
Nice.
You can check out our composting stuff and our market stuff up on
there. Very cool. You guys may not be able to take compost anymore, but people can learn how to do it themselves.
Yes, and we have compost available if anybody wants some.
Cool.
We've got bagged compost, so please get in touch with us through the website or through the Instagram or Facebook. If you're keen for some compost, we'd love to just see it go to a good home.
Definitely, yeah.
It's made from all waste materials from within 500 metres of our hub.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full of all the good microbes. We've had it tested. We know that it's bloody good.
Nice.
So, yeah, if you want some, please hit us up.
Do it. Yeah, do it. I mean, I will say, if I go to, like, whenever I go to, like, a student flat, the first thing I look for is just like, what's their waste management like? You know?
Yeah.
Do they just chuck it all in one bin? Because if they just chuck it all in one bin, I'm leaving. You know?
Yeah,
if they at bare minimum, you gotta split it into your red, your yellow, and your green.
I agree.
And you gotta split it well. You know? That's
absolutely
what,
source separation.
Exactly. Man. Take the caps off your milk bottles, you know, like all that stuff. Isn't that your caps can't be recycled?
And source separation tracks too. I mean, if you're eating if you're eating deer, then you should eat it with all of the plants that it was born in and raised in. See, environmental, Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
I mean, it's
you've got
kind
it,
of tangent, eh?
A little
omnivorous
bit.
Omnivorous tangent, but here we are.
But anyway.
As usual, it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you, boys.
No worries. We will look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes.
See you next week.